The Justice Department has charged two California individuals who are accused of leading a white supremacist group with the goal of sparking a race war in the United States.
This group is accused of plotting to kill high-value targets and encouraging its followers to carry out terror attacks worldwide. Dallas Humber and Matthew Allison are alleged to have led a group calling itself Terrorgram, which was created on an encrypted social media platform. Jim Kender reporting.
There is no evidence that a well-known beluga whale, which lived off Norway's coast and whose harness sparked speculation of being a Russian spy, was shot dead last month, Norwegian police said.
The beluga, which was first seen in 2019 near Russian waters wearing a harness labeled Equipment St. Petersburg, was found dead in Risavika Bay in southern Norway on August 31st. Experts examined the carcass after it was lifted from the water with a crane at a nearby harbor. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Vietnamese officials are working to manage the aftermath of Super Typhoon Yagi, which swept across the country with winds of 125 miles per hour over the weekend, leaving 59 dead and hundreds injured.
Most of the fatalities were due to landslides, according to the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development. Among the victims were a family of four in Hoa Binh Province in the mountainous northwest and six people in Lao Cai Province on the China border. Nine people were rescued, but two remain missing, Benjamin Wright reporting.
Catherine, the Princess of Wales, announced she has completed chemotherapy and is eager to return to work as she enters a new phase of recovery from cancer.
In a personal statement released by Kensington Palace, Princess Kate shared the update less than 6 months after revealing her cancer diagnosis. As summer ends, I can't express the relief I feel having finished chemotherapy. The past 9 months have been incredibly challenging for us as a family, Kate said. Jessica Oakley reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Americans lost $5.6 billion to cryptocurrency scams in 2023, according to a new report from the FBI.
Scammers often employ intricate schemes to convince potential victims their cryptocurrency investments will yield returns, said James Barnicle, the deputy assistant director of the FBI's Criminal Investigative Division. Over time, the victim is groomed and the fraudsters are building the victim's trust, Barnicle explained. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A four-year-old girl in Arizona was declared dead after being found unresponsive inside a hot car in Buckeye, Arizona, according to police.
Family members told authorities they had returned from a park around 2 p.m. Sunday, according to a statement from the Buckeye Police Department. The family began searching for the girl 2 hours later and discovered her inside the vehicle. Police said they were notified around 5 p.m. Liam White reporting.
A search is underway for an American tourist who went missing after being caught in strong rip currents while swimming off a Puerto Rico beach, according to the U.S. Coast Guard.
The woman was swimming with two friends off Condado Beach in San Juan when all three were caught in rip currents on Sunday, the Coast Guard reported. Bystanders and authorities helped rescue her two friends, both U.S. citizens, but the woman, a 22-year-old from Indianapolis, remains missing. Kyle Norris reporting.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu sprang into action to assist a contestant who began choking during a lobster roll eating contest.
Sununu said he quickly moved to aid the Hampton Beach lobster roll eating competition contestant after noticing the man choking. Amid the excitement, I was the first to see that the gentleman at the far end of the row was choking, so I stepped forward and immediately began administering the Heimlich, Sununu stated. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.